You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about what is holding you back. There's four things that I wanted to discuss and then a little surprise at the very end. So stay tuned. But before we get started, please, please, please share this podcast with someone that you know can benefit from this content. The more people you talk to about these topics, the faster you and them will grow together as a unit. You're going to scale a business faster. You're going to get that promotion faster. You're going to feel better about yourself and your current situation. So the first reason why people are holding themselves back is because of old school family values, right? So I am Italian. I moved to Canada when I was 20 years old. I love my family, but I do have to admit that when I was growing up, there was a lot of skepticism around breaking the rules of society. So I'm talking about, you know, quitting your job and starting a business or not going to university or doing all these things that people consider unsafe. Now, these old school family values don't have to be really black and white. It doesn't have to be a parent telling you that you're not supposed to do something. It could even be a subtle way of your family to talk about other people that are going through similar experiences. Maybe they are making fun of someone that, you know, does trial and error to start a business, and then you grew up thinking, my parents were making fun of someone that was trying to start a business, so I'm simply not going to go there at all because I don't want them to make fun of me. So I hope you understand the difference between the two. On one hand, you have maybe an old school parent telling you, you cannot do this. You have to go to school and become a doctor. So that is, of course, a very black on white way of dealing with that situation. But the more subtle way, and in a way even more dangerous, is your entire family or someone in your family, again, making fun or looking down upon someone else, and that way of, you know, speaking really got to you in the long run. Now you're 30 years old doing something you don't like, and then when you ask yourself why you're doing it, you realize that you're doing it because you secretly want someone else's approval, even though they didn't really tell you directly. All right, point number two, low energy. You know, there's so many people out there that have amazing dreams and amazing plans for their future, for their lives. But then when it comes down to it, they have no energy and they sit on their couch or they sit at work and they try to hold back from doing so many different things just because they simply don't have energy. And again, we talked about this in the past. It could be because of food, because you didn't sleep well, because your mindset in general, but low energy is a killer. It's a dream killer. Trust me, when you're sitting down, you're basically waiting to die. So if you notice that you're low energy for a few days in a row, do anything in your power to change your current situation, because you're not moving forward, and sooner or later, you're going to start hating your life and you don't want to be in that situation. Point number three, addiction or mental health can be a big issue from, you know, can stop you from getting what you want. If you are the type of person that wants to start a business, but then let's say you are addicted to cannabis or something and you smoke every single day and you slow yourself down, you know that you're supposed to do more, but unfortunately you have to smoke, you have to ingest THC or something, and then you're always in this state of confusion. Now that is a big issue, and a similar issue to it, it could be a mental health issue. So maybe you are always stressed out and anxious, so anytime that you try to sit down and work on something, your mind wanders to something else and you're not able to complete the task at hand. So if this is your current situation, please seek help. First, try and help yourself. If you can't, sooner or later, you will realize that you need help. Do not refrain from seeking help. As soon as you get that help, you're going to be able to solve those issues, those underlying issues, and you're going to be on your way to success. Point number four, lack of capital. Now, unfortunately, some people think, even now in 2019, going into 2020, they think that you need capital to start a business. And in some way, you do if you want to start a specific type of business. But nowadays, there's no excuses. You can start businesses with basically $0 in your bank. You can just invest your time and your effort and build a business. So the reason why I said at the end, I had a surprise for you is because I have good news. There's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are super successful, and they all had, at a point in time, all these issues in their lives, even all four issues in their lives, but they were able to overcome these hurdles and become successful. So these are not things that will prevent you from getting to where you want to in life, but there's just hurdles. If you see them as hurdles, you understand that you will be able to overcome them and really, you know, at the end of the day, come up on top and live the life that you always wanted. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.